American High School by Sarah Otto. Starting in ninth grade at 14 years of age, you enter the American High School. Some refer to it as the glory years, while to others it is 4 years of a living nightmare. But regardless of how you view it, it is 4 years unlike any other four in your life. A compilation of schoolwork, social events, being with your friends and finding yourself, high school is a time of personal growth and discovery. The person who walks in on the first day of freshman year is usually quite a different person than the one who tosses their hat into the air after graduation. Of course, you mature by the time you're 18, but you also have 4 years of experience that have shaped and molded this new you. Some flourish and go on to live great lives. Others fall down a spiral in high school and can't ever seem to escape it. American High School consists of grades 9 to 12, ages 14 to 18. Some schools have special buildings for the freshmen, while others just throw them into the mix with the rest of the grades. Every day you have 7 classes in 7 different classrooms with 7 different teachers. School starts at the same time for everyone, and when the bell rings, everyone reports to their respective first period. Class sizes vary depending on the size of the school, but an average class has around 25 students. On the first day, you sit wherever you like, next to your friends if you happen to get that class together. Most teachers will assign you to a desk permanently after that. The cool teachers let you stay in the ones you chose yourselves. The desks are usually arranged in rows up and down the whole classroom. In science classes, you usually sit 2 and 2 at a lab table instead. The teacher will then lecture or give an assignment or test. You stay in that class until the bell rings, and then everyone goes on to their second period. Different schools allow students different amounts of time to change classes. An average time would be about 5 minutes. Teachers always say that this is plenty of time to use the restroom, stop by your locker, get water from the fountains, and make it to your next class on time. This is true, but when you want to stop and talk with your friends, it's sometimes difficult. The halls are always loud and full between classes. Usually people walk in groups. Boyfriends wait by their girlfriend's class to walk her to the next. Big groups of girls go by gossiping about what happened that weekend or what's happening this weekend. Guys walk in groups behind the girls to talk and check out the girls at the same time. Then you have those kids with the school is just for learning attitudes who are practically running down the hall, even though there is still 3 minutes to get to class. The rest of the day follows the same pattern. Go to class, wait for the bell, and change classes. Everyone has to take the 4 main subjects: math, English, history, and science. Each year, you advance a level in each subject, so there's a certain level of math, English, etc. for each grade. The other 3 classes of the day are called electives, and each student can choose any combination of these classes. Electives include everything from sports and wood workshop to choir and child development. However, the school may have other requirements, such as a certain number of physical education classes, fine arts classes, foreign language classes, speech and health. Most kids try to get these out of the way as soon as possible, so that in their junior and senior years, they really do get to choose all 3 electives. In the middle of the day, you get a break from going to class for lunch. At most schools, lunch break lasts 30 minutes, and there is normally more than 1 sitting because the whole school can't fit in the cafeteria at one time. The lunch you go to is dictated by whatever lunch your teacher has, so you usually sit with the kids that are in that certain class with you, and you hope your friends get the same lunch so you can meet them. A good portion of the students bring their own lunch from home. Others stand in line to purchase food. The cafeteria usually makes several different foods you can choose from, and then there are snacks you can purchase too. Some kids buy nice balanced meals, but most live off 1 slice of pizza and a Gatorade soft drink. The cafeteria is always loud, but it's not a problem because you're just focusing on the conversations at your table. After the first week of school, your lunch spot for the rest of the year is pretty much decided. The tables aren't assigned, but people just tend to go to the same spot with the same people every day. After the 7th period bell marking the end of the day, the school explodes with activity. Athletes report to the fields, gyms, and pools for their afternoon practices. The marching band makes their way out to the practice field, lugging their instruments behind them. Clubs of all kinds have meetings for various causes. Teachers open up their classrooms for after-school tutorials. People run to catch the big yellow school buses and the parking lots clog up, so it takes forever just to back out of your parking spot. The level of classes you take dictates how much homework you have after school. As previously stated, there are four main courses everyone must take: English, math, history, and science. These classes can be taken at the regular or advanced levels. If you take the regular class, it's perfectly fine for graduation. You get credit for the class if you have a passing average at the end of the year and have less homework throughout the year. If you choose to take the advanced class, it helps you achieve a higher GPA, grade point average. A higher GPA improves your class rank, which is important for getting into college. In advanced classes, you have more homework. Nearly everything is individual work, and the tests and materials are at a higher level than the regular class. In your junior and senior years, grades 11 and 12, all core classes can be taken as AP, advanced placement classes. AP is just like the advanced classes, except that at the end of the year, you have the AP exam. You can score 1 to 5 on the exam. If you score a 3 or higher, you are awarded college credit as well as high school credit for the course. In addition to the core classes, you can also choose to take advanced and AP elective classes. You can take AP science, math, and social study elective classes. Also, foreign languages can be taken at advanced level to boost your GPA or just provide yourself with a challenge. Grading in the US is done using numbers 0 to 100, but grades are represented with letters. An A represents grades 100 to 90. B represents 89 to 80. C represents 79 to 70. If you receive less than a 70, it is an F and considered a failing grade. Every test, paper, and assignment you turn in is graded individually. These grades go into your average for that term. Schools divide the year into two 18-week semesters. Each semester is divided into three 6-week segments or two 9-week segments. At the end of each term, you were given a progress report that lets you know your current grade in every class. At the end of 18 weeks, one semester, you were given your first report card. The grades you have received at that point in every class are final. Then, at the beginning of your next semester, all your grades start over. Again, at the end of each term, you're given progress reports. At the end of the semester, you take your final test. The grade you receive on the test accounts for 20% of your final grade, while your average accounts for the other 80%. The grades you receive at the end of each semester get averaged for your overall final grade. This number determines whether you passed or failed the class, and this is the grade that will affect your GPA. Classes are either one full year or one semester. Core classes are always the whole year. Electives vary on whether they are full year or just one semester classes. In order to graduate, you must receive 26 full credits. You receive 0.5 credits for a one semester class and 1 credit for a full year class. Credits will not be awarded if you fail the class or are absent from the class too many days. School dances, pep rallies, Friday night football games, these are all part of the high school experience. Every school across the US has homecoming. This is a time where alumni are welcomed back to their high schools, but it is very much a big deal for the current students. Every school has a homecoming dance and a big homecoming football game, but it is not uncommon to have any of the following: school festivals, parades, bonfires, dress-up days, and pep rallies. Homecoming is a week full of school spirit, concluded by the biggest football game of the season, and then a dance the next night. The level of formality of the dance depends on the school. In some places, the homecoming dance is very casual, while in others, it's a full-on dresses and limousine event. The main dance of your high school years is, of course, the prom. Some schools open the prom to both juniors and seniors, while others reserve it strictly for seniors. Either way, everyone goes all out for the prom. Limos, party buses, glitzy dresses, tuxedos, expensive dinners, a killer after party. It's all part of the experience. Pep rallies are events held in the gym to pump up the school spirit.
Most kids are pretty excited just because classes finish early in order to make time for the rally. Cheerleaders and dance teams perform. Sports teams are recognized and the coaches try to convince the whole school to come out and support their team. Games are played and cheers are performed. The band plays the school song and then everyone is released, supposedly full of pep. Sports are a big deal at school. It can be difficult to make the teams, and you have practice or a game every single weekday and occasionally on Saturdays. Students love to go out and support the football team and basketball team, but sports such as swimming and golf don't get as much love. Regardless of the number of fans, all the sports have district, regional and state tournaments, allowing students to excel and be seen by college recruiters. Sports scholarships are some students' tickets to college, so high school sports are held in high regard in the US. It's not uncommon to see athletes, especially the football team, parading down the halls in their jerseys on game day. Cheerleading is also a big American stereotype. No, they don't wear their uniforms to school every day. They're at every game on the sidelines, leading the fans in cheers and keeping the spirit up. In some schools, the cheerleaders just stand on the sidelines, while at others, all the cheerleaders do flips and stunts. There are competitions for the cheerleaders, just like all the other sports. In all the movies, there are always the popular kids and the losers. Well, Hollywood does a good job of exaggerating things. It's more like there are a bunch of different communities. There is the popular community, the band community, the athlete community, the theatre community, the art community, and so on. Yes, each community has its own rung on the social ladder, but everyone is usually more concerned with their own community than worrying about the others. You know everyone in your community, and every community has its own drama and social system. Popular guys don't throw nerdy guys into dumpsters or things like that. Popular girls are too busy backstabbing other popular girls to worry about picking on theatre girls. So while it is divided, every community enjoys what they're doing in such a way that it makes high school better for everyone. Of course, there are interactions between people of different communities. Sometimes they're nice and other times they're not. But that's part of life, not just high school. After your 4 long years, you finally reach the time for graduation. You order your cap and gown and get all dressed up. Your family comes to watch as your principal calls your name and you receive your diploma and walk across the stage and into your future. And everyone has a different future in front of them. Most will go off to college, some on full rides to Ivy League universities and colleges, others down the road to community college. Some will go straight to work in the family business or with a trade. Some are heading off to represent their country in the military. But I think high school is a time everyone needs. A time to enjoy life before all of the realities of life come pouring down on you. At times, it is a struggle, but one day when you're looking at your kids and they want a story from your past, those 4 years is where you will find it.